If you're going through menopause, perimenopause, or you just can't seem to find comfort in your body anymore, then it's time to try Hormone Harmony. Created by Happy Mammoth, this science-backed solution has become a phenomenon. With adaptogens to help your body adapt to hormonal changes, Hormone Harmony tackles hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean, and other things. Plus, with over 17,000 reviews mentioning feeling like myself again, it's a game changer. Get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com with code AFFIRMATIONS. Don't let menopause or hormonal changes hold you back. Try Hormone Harmony today. Are you ready to take charge of your wellness journey? Introducing Equilibrious Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, the ultimate 3-in-1 capsule for digestive health and gut barrier protection. Made by a woman-owned wellness brand, Equilibria ensures you're never alone on your path to well-being, offering personalized one-on-one support. EQ's Microbiome Defense is not just any probiotic supplement. It's carefully crafted with probiotics studied specifically for women's health, supporting digestion, immunity, and even skin health. Plus, with consistent use, you'll notice improved energy, mood, and radiant skin. I'm most excited about overall gut health. As I get older, I'm realizing the importance of a healthy gut, and EQ's Microbiome Defense makes it easy. Are you ready to experience the benefits firsthand? Head to myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Success is subjective. What one person deems as productive may not be the same for me or you. Society loves to put us in these boxes. It tells us that our value is tied to how much we can produce, achieve, or conform to certain expectations. But here's the truth. Our worth goes way beyond the checkboxes and productivity lists. Powerful. Your things are as powerful. What is up, beautiful people? Welcome back to Pep Talk Wednesdays. I am Tyra the Creative, your host and virtual cheerleader for the day, delivering a midweek pick-me-up that you have been craving. Get ready for some encouraging words and a dose of inspiration to brighten your day. Ready? Okay. In our society, it's very hard to separate your worth from your output. Everything is based on numbers, performance, and virality these days, which makes it hard not to feel some type of way when you are, quote unquote, underperforming, as your boss may like to put it. Society basically gives us a checklist, this set of expectations that say, this is what success looks like, and this is what productivity is. And that checklist can feel like a straitjacket sometimes. There's this constant pressure to conform, to fit into a box that doesn't necessarily celebrate the full spectrum of who you are. First off, let's talk about the incredible diversity of talents and strengths that we all bring to the table. It's not just about climbing corporate ladders, hitting career milestones, or going viral on TikTok. We all bring a kaleidoscope of talents and strengths to the table. We're artists, creators, nurturers, thinkers, and so much more. Our worth isn't confined to somebody else's definition of success. And let's not forget the battles we face every day. The world can be a very tough place for everybody, but especially for Black women. We navigate so many challenges, from systemic inequalities to biases that try to limit our opportunities. So what about those moments when life throws us curveballs? What about the times when self-care takes precedence over our to-do list? Our mental and physical health matter, in my opinion, much more than the checklist that your raggedy boss is throwing around. We should not, and we should never, feel pressured to constantly hustle at the expense of our well-being. Something that doesn't get thrown into the productivity conversation often are things like family responsibilities. These types of life challenges are often unspoken weight on our shoulders. Balancing careers, relationships, and personal growth is not easy at all. And your worth is not contingent on how you seamlessly or not so seamlessly juggle these roles. Life is truly about embracing the messy, imperfect beauty of our lives. Now, like I said at the beginning of the episode, success is subjective. We often look at success from between the rungs of a corporate ladder, but once I got this drilled into my head, my life started to change. The corporate world, or even society, is just that. It's corporate. It's not personal. They will fire you on the spot, but expect you to give them a 2-week notice when you want to leave your job or if you have to leave your job. If you're working a corporate job, you are ultimately working to help another man's dream come true. Now, this is not inherently bad. I have a full-time job too, but I have detached my personal worth from my productivity at this job. Yes, I take a lot of pride in doing a great job when I am on the clock, but one thing I will not do is stress myself out or beat myself up over a missed mark that was determined by someone who's looking at the data and not the people. Self-worth. Self-worth is often referred to as self-esteem or self-respect, and it's the intrinsic value and regard that you have for yourself. It's recognizing and appreciating your own inherent value as a human being, regardless of external factors like appearance, achievements, other people's opinions, and productivity. So how can we stop placing our worth in productivity and lean more into self-worth and self-love? The first thing we should do, in my opinion, is to get mindful. A lot of us run on autopilot from day to day. Taking a moment to be present and reflecting on where these productivity expectations come from can help us understand why we feel this way. We can do this through mindfulness and meditation. I absolutely love meditation. You guys know I love the Calm app. There's tons of meditations on there. There's lo-fi music, everything you need. But meditation is like a reset button for my brain, no matter if it's 1 minute, 30 seconds, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, or even more. The next thing we can do to combat this productivity trap is to get rid of that negative self-talk. We all do it, right? And also, everything that I'm saying, I know that it's easier said than done, and it's something that we all have to work on a continuous basis. But that little voice in our heads says we're not doing enough, we're being lazy, or we need to get our ish together. Catch those negative thoughts at the door and question them. Are these thoughts really true? Is there an opportunity for a reframe here? Try to replace them with some positive affirmations about how amazing and inherently valuable you are. For example, if I think to myself, dang, Tyra, you being so lazy today, I can reframe that by saying, I am paying attention to my body and giving it the rest it needs. Tyra, thank you. Now, do you see that? That's basically the same thing, but I am actually showing gratitude and showing value in the person that I am. We can also set more realistic expectations. Girl, you are not a real life superhero, and you can't give from an empty cup. You have to pour into you and remind yourself that success isn't one size fits all. Redefine what success means to you, because that's what truly matters. It's not just about work achievements. Celebrate your personal growth, strong connections, and moments that bring you joy. Success is as diverse as we are people. And last but certainly not least, I'm going to say this loud for the people in the back. Set boundaries. Setting boundaries is an absolute game changer. Learn to say no when you need to, or say yes when you need to. It's not about being selfish. It's about respecting your own limits and valuing your well-being. breaking free from this societal productivity trap is like reclaiming our narrative. It's about understanding that our worth isn't a checklist of tasks that you complete. It's about the amazing, creative, unique, fine, and inherently valuable humans we are and always have been. So let's get rid of the pressure to outperform or overperform and embrace self-care and live a life that is meaningful on our terms. Once again, your productivity does not determine how worthy you are. Now go out there and kill it for the rest of the week because I am rooting for you. Growing up, Black voices in media, though hard to come by, were my compass. Here at AFBG, Black representation is the very heartbeat of what we do. Representation isn't just about visibility. It's about carving out a space where Black stories can thrive and resonate. From pioneers like Oprah Winfrey breaking barriers on TV to amazing women like Viola Davis, Octavia Spencer, and Taraji P. Henson, who showed me that Black girls can command the screen. These Black faces and voices have been a guiding light in my life, not only by entertaining me, but also educating me and empowering me. And now, NPR brings you the next generation of influential Black voices in their new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, each told from a unique Black perspective that is as nuanced as the Black experience itself. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I recently listened to the episode titled For Black Men, Barriers to Mental Health Care Can Be Complex, and I love how the hosts seem to create a safe space for discussing these complex barriers Black men face when accessing mental health care. It was very refreshing to hear the classic NPR vibe, but with a soulful twist. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in America's story, but now they are the story. Because stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. Let's talk about progress. Here at AFBG, we're all about embracing progress, big or small. We celebrate those little victories because they are just as important, especially on our journey to financial well-being. Like setting aside savings each month, but still leaving room for that perfume you've been dying to have. Because here, we believe in treating ourselves, okay? And Chime is here to make that journey even smoother. My favorite feature Chime offers is Spot Me. It's fee-free overdraft up to $200. And you even get paid up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. And let me tell y'all, it's like Christmas when that check hits early, baby. So say goodbye to those stressful overdraft experiences and hello to a financial institution that truly cares about your well-being. With Chime, you'll join millions of members working towards financial progress. Plus, there are no monthly fees or maintenance fees, and you get access to over 60,000 fee-free ATMs nationwide. Y'all, it's time to take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your Chime account in minutes at chime.com/affirmations. That's chime.com/affirmations. Chime feels like progress. With Mother's Day right around the corner, I wanted to share something truly special with y'all. Have you ever thought about turning your mom's or mother figure's life stories into a beautiful book? Well, now you can with MyLifeInABook.com. Okay, so here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com sends your mom or your loved one a question via email, and they can either type their responses or record their voice. They compile all of their answers into a stunning keepsake book, preserving their stories for eternity. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, then you know that I recently lost my great-grandma, Willie Mae, and I would have loved to have a keepsake like this to keep her life's journey alive. I recently gifted Life in a Book to my grandma, her daughter, and I can't wait to experience her life through her memories, her words about her adventures and challenges she faced through her life. Plus, Life in a Book is incredibly easy to use, so I have full confidence that my mama can navigate it on her own. Ooh, and y'all, my favorite part is that They can even create an audiobook using her voice recording. So I'm super excited about that. So this Mother's Day, or as a Just Because gift, give a special loved one the gift of their own life story. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom or your loved one this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 10% off today. Trust me, y'all, this is a gift that you all will treasure forever. As you know, with every Pep Talk Wednesday episode, we have a challenge. And today's challenge is called Worthwhile Moments. Now, I want you to take a moment today or every day this week, if you feel so inclined, to reflect on and celebrate small non-productivity related victories or moments that bring you joy. These could be moments of self-care, connections with loved ones, or personal achievements that go beyond traditional productivity measures. For example, this happened a couple of years ago, but it's the first thing that popped into my mind. I bought my first piece of big girl furniture and I celebrated that. Me and my friend went out for drinks to celebrate. That is a small, worthwhile moment because it marked a transition into adulthood for me. It also showed me that I can buy the pieces of furniture that I want. And it's also a piece of furniture that I hope to keep around for years to come and hopefully pass down to someone that I love one day. So feel free to share your worthwhile moments on social media, preferably Instagram so I could see it, using the hashtag AFBG worthwhile moments. Let me spell that for y'all. AFBG, so AFBG, like the podcast, Affirmation of Black Girls, worthwhile, WORTHWHILE moments, MOMENTS, AFBG, worthwhile moments, all one word in your hashtag. Or if you don't want to share, you can keep it to yourself and just take on this challenge. I wanted this challenge to encourage you to focus on your inherent self-worth and help retrain your brain on the idea of valuing yourself beyond your productivity at work. So you can share a photo of you doing said worthwhile moment, a short story, or even like if you wanted to share on like Twitter or something, a simple tweet about your worthwhile moment and what it meant to you. So that is your challenge for this Pep Talk Wednesday. And that is all I have, you guys. Did you like this episode? I was really trying to change it up a little bit because I was like, it got to be a pep talk. So it got to sound like a pep talk. Do you feel pepped up? Let me know. Send me an email. Send us a DM on Instagram. I'm also going to ask on the story if you guys like this episode and this format of the episode. I really think this is where I want to go with the Pep Talk Wednesdays because it's really supposed to be framed as a pep talk. Like I'm talking to my girl, like, girl, you are amazing. You are 10 out of 10. You are everything. You are valuable. Your productivity does not define your worth, girl. That's what I'm trying to get at. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this Pep Talk Wednesday, and I hope to see you again next week for a new episode of the podcast on Monday. Remember, episodes are going live on Mondays now, and I cannot wait to see you guys again. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast, rate it, leave us a review, and also follow us on all social media at Affirmations of Black Girls. The only one that's different is Twitter. It's AFBG_podcast. But thank you so much, and I will see you again next week. This is Affirmations for Black Girls.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.